room. I wanna see other things, do other things, while we're doing it all. I'll buy the penis and popcorn, roller skate or bike, any way you like, but take me to the fair. Take me to the fair. Take me to the fair.
We're broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Fair. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. We've been eating fair food for a long time, going on almost 25 years at the fair. And this is honestly one of the high points of the show for the whole year.
I know we sometimes have fancy food, sometimes have, but what's so interesting here? We were talking about it before we went on the air, is that there's always new things to try.
There, and speaking of that, we want to meet our first guest. It is Megan Sasaki from Kaliko's Hawaiian Kitchen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is really exciting. Is this your first year at the Sonoma County Fair?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Great.
Have you done other fairs in the past?
You know, this is our second summer of vending, and earlier this summer we did one other fair, the Shasta District Fair. Uh-huh. So this is our second fair, and it's by far the biggest. Uh-huh. We've also done some music festivals this summer and some street fairs, and so we're really excited to be here.
So this is what you're going to do for the rest of your life, right?
I don't know. You know, actually my day job is I'm an attorney, and this is what I do with my partner, and this is my fun job.
Oh, that's great.
Where are you based?
So we're based in Nevada City, up in the foothills.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful down here.
And who is Kaliko?
Kaliko is our son. He's going to be 2 in October. And so actually what sort of inspired our business was we cooked Hawaiian food. I'm Hawaiian. We cooked Hawaiian food for our baby shower, and everyone loved the food. And so we were like, well, we should go out and try to sell this. Tyler had worked in restaurants for years, and it just seemed like the natural thing to do, and we did it. And here we are just, you know, grinding away and hoping people love the food.
Do you have Hawaiian music or ukulele music coming from your booth?
You know, not at the moment, but that's a good suggestion. We probably should.
And you should probably be carrying a ukulele around.
Yeah.
And
a grass skirt.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wear my Hawaiian outfits.
Do you?
So you have 3 of the most beautiful bowls in front of us. Can you describe them?
Where should we start our tasting?
Well, so we have 3 bowls. We have the ahi poke bowl, we have the kalua pork bowl, and then we have our rainbow bowl. The ahi poke is our probably most popular bowl. It's sashimi grade ahi, it's on brown rice, it has seaweed salad, mixed greens, we top it with a sriracha aioli and macadamia nuts and sesame seeds. And our kalua pork bowl comes with brown rice as well. All of our bowls do come with brown rice, and we have a mango pineapple chutney and a spicy chili cream sauce. And then our rainbow bowl is our vegetarian option, soft boiled egg, beets, carrots, greens, and a sesame miso ginger dressing.
This is really highline food. This is not—it's not what you expect from a fair.
Yeah, I mean, we make all of the sauces ourselves. Yeah. The food's made from scratch. We really sometimes people would call us the healthy option, but I think we're the healthy and flavorful option, and we really take pride in our food. I mean, this is coming from the heart. It has a lot of aloha.
Were these the dishes that you grew up eating, these type of bowls?
You know, not these types of bowls. I grew up eating kalua pork. I grew up eating, the poke. But really, this is sort of our take on Hawaiian food. It's, we try to use organic ingredients. Hawaiian food is known for being heavy. I don't think our food is necessarily heavy.
Well, I always think of it as the rice plate with a gravy.
Yeah. Me too.
Kind of a heavy gravy and a piece of spam or ham or some type of meat on top.
Yes.
Plate lunch.
And we're doing a locomogo, which is
the
beef patty, the egg, the gravy. But it's not that heavy food that people are used to. It's really our take. And a lot of people are excited about our food because we have gluten-free options. If you are on a particular diet, the paleo diet, the keto diet, this is really the right type of food for you. And we just take pride in our flavors, and we're really, really excited to bring this type of food to the fair.
So we just tried the ahi poke bowl.
With seaweed.
Oh, good.
Beautiful seaweed in here.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
This is sensational.
It's fantastic.
What are some of the popular items?
Definitely the poke. The poke is probably our number one seller across the board at every festival or fair that we do. And you know, we try for the flavors of our poke. We have tried to take our favorites from when we go to Hawaii, and we try the different samples. So it kind of has the different components of all of our favorite types of poke. And then after the poke, our popular dishes are really the kalua pork and our chicken teriyaki. Those are really the popular ones. Depending on the event, sometimes the rainbow bowl is really popular, and people often ask to get the poke on top of the rainbow bowl or combine the dishes. And that's something that we're able to do.
Is the teriyaki on a stick?
You know, at this event, it's not. It comes in a bowl. But sometimes we do the teriyaki on a stick, yes.
I'm always looking for good things on a stick.
Oh, yes.
Do you have things on a stick at this fair?
Not here. Yeah, but we do it. We kind of tailor our menu depending on where we're going to go. And the menu that we have is really featuring our bowls.
You mentioned something in passing very quickly, organic. Mm-hmm. Do you actually try to source organic ingredients for these bowls?
We do, yes, we do. We often use organic ingredients when they're available to us, and that's, you know, something that's important to us. We try to use high quality brown rice, and we're really all about the quality of our product and the taste of our food.
So the ahi bowl, mm-hmm. I mean, ahi is expensive. It's not cheap.
It's not cheap. You're right.
Delicious.
We're just eating on the. There's nothing more attractive than listening to someone eat on the radio.
Yeah.
I know.
So we just dug into the kalua pig bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this is?
Yes.
Is it done as kalua pig is done? Did you bury it in the ground?
No, we don't, because there's not an available ground to bury it. But we cook it. We slow roast in our oven for about 10 hours.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, and we don't. Traditionally, kalua pork, when people make it in the oven, they often use the liquid smoke mm-hmm. to get that smoky flavor. Right. And we do not. We actually have like our special recipe that we use. Because we try to, you know, stick to our natural ingredients.
Well, it's pretty delicious.
It's really, and you use brown rice.
And we use brown rice, yes.
No white rice in the bowls?
No, that's something a lot of our customers appreciate is the brown rice option.
And do you have a dessert option on the menu?
We do not.
No dessert?
No dessert.
Nothing
so
on a stick?
Nothing on a stick, but our dishes come in a bowl, and they're going to be some of the most delicious bowls that you have at the fair, I hope.
Beverages? We offer beverages?
We have the selection of beverages just furnished by the fair.
The fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So where to after this fair?
Actually today we are also vending at the Petaluma Music Festival.
Oh my
God. We actually have two booths going right now. And then after this fair, we're looking to do an Aloha Fest in Reno.
Oh.
And, oh, yeah, we have a fall schedule lined up. We're going to be doing the Jazz on the River Festival up in Gurneyville later on this fall, Monterey Jazz Festival.
Okay, just for a second. Gurneyville.
Yes. Oh, Gurneyville. Sorry.
That's
I'm not a local, so I apologize to all the locals out there.
So you're an attorney by trade.
Yes.
And then a restaurateur by marriage?
Yes. Yes. Pretty much, yes.
Your husband is the chef?
Yes.
He's created the dishes?
He is, yeah. It's a collaborative effort. You know, oftentimes we'd be up late at night talking about, how do we tweak this? What are we going to do for our vegetarian option? So it's a collaborative effort between us, but he's really the man and the brains and the driving force behind the operation. I mean, he works so many hours a week. I mean, he puts his blood, sweat, and tears into this, mm-hmm. and this is really our passion. And
it's great. Being a lawyer is tough.
It is. It's tough.
It's funny. Most of the lawyers I know are looking to do something else.
You know, and I actually have a friend, and he's also an attorney, and he's like, my dream is to own a food truck. What's it like? And I'm like, well, it's also a lot of work too. But it's really fun, mm-hmm. and the customers make it so great.
Oh,
we have
yeah.
so many great customers.
Does spam figure into any of your menu?
So it does, not here at this fair, but actually we make homemade spam.
You do?
Yes.
Holy cow.
When people hear that, they're like, wait, how do you make spam? And actually it's surprisingly simple, and we think it's delicious. And maybe if we have some time here later on in the week, maybe we'll mix up a batch or...
And how would you serve that?
So we serve it wrapped like a musubi, or sometimes we do a deconstructed spam bowl, so on rice like the rest of our dishes, and comes with a nice teriyaki glaze.
What's musubi?
A musubi, it's like Hawaiian sushi. Mm-hmm. It's a square shape. It's got rice, and it's wrapped in seaweed. It's delicious.
It's when you're in Hawaii, it's available everywhere.
Oh yeah, gas stations, airport. Yeah. It's a must-have in Hawaii. I grew up eating lots of sushi.
But you make your own. Have you ever known anyone that makes their own?
Well, you know, you could, because it's just a pork product, you know, that's cooked together, and then the gelatin sort of holds it together. It's good.
Yes, it's surprisingly delicious.
Gosh, I would love to try it. Do you grill it or bake it? How's it
cooked? Mostly it's just cooked pan-fried, or we have a flat-top grill.
You only fry it. You never bake it.
I've never heard of it baked, but I have heard, you know, a lot of people chop it up and put it in their fried rice.
Wow.
And
it's fantastic. So where exactly is your booth? Because I know people are going to want to try it.
Oh, good. I hope lots of people come try it. We're actually located in the Mexican Village. Okay. We're by the entrance to the Hall of Flowers. And we have a smaller booth, but we have a sign up, and you'll see us. It's got a flowery logo. Well,
that makes sense. Hawaiian food in the Mexican Village.
It makes total sense to me, yeah.
It sounds spectacular. Coleco's Hawaiian Kitchen. Make sure you try the ahi poke bowl or the rainbow bowl.
The Kalua pork bowl.
All sensational. And it was wonderful meeting Megan Sasaki, who's a reformed attorney and found her true passion as a food vendor restaurateur. Thank you so much. I know we'll hear great things about your booth.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We'll taste some more great fair food live at the fair, as always, for 25 plus years. Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner. It's the Good Food Hour at KSRO.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Hi, I'm Noreen Evans. Since October, I've been fighting to help you recover from the wildfires. We all know that this will take hard work and a lot of resources, so I've asked Aaron Brockovich to join us to help. Aaron has fought PG&E before and has held them accountable for the harm they've caused in communities just like ours.
I want this community to know they are in for a fight. Over the course of the next several months, you will see me and I will be back for town hall meetings. People are always free to reach out to me anytime, aaron@brockovich.com. I'm here to help this community through this process.
Meet the team that Aaron Brockovich is working with and learn more about your legal rights against PG&E. Our next meetings are Thursday, August 9th at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, the 11th at 10 a.m. at 70 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. For more, visit pgelawsuit.com. John Cox and the law offices of John Cox is the attorney responsible for the content of this commercial.
Overlooking the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Bayview Restaurant at the End of the Tides has hosted a monthly winemaker dinner series featuring the finest local wineries and winemakers for over 30 years.
Friday, August 10th, join Kendall Jackson wine master Randy Ullum to savor a five-course meal paired perfectly with KJ Wines. Start with grilled diver scallop, pineapple, mango, and citrus salad paired with Grand Reserve Mendocino Sauvignon Blanc. Then risotto pesto Genovese topped with pine nuts, Romano cheese, and micro basil with the Jackson Estate Santa Maria Valley Chardonnay. Followed by roasted pork tenderloin with Jackson Estate Anderson Valley Pinot. Then roasted rack of lamb with baby zucchini and mashed potatoes, along with two wines, the Grand Reserve Sonoma Hawkeye Mountain and Alexander Valley Cabs. Top it off with salted butterscotch creme brulee and the Grand Reserve Late Harvest Chardonnay.
The Inn at the Tides, less than 30 minutes from Santa Rosa, but seems a world away. Go to innatthetides.com and click on Winemaker Dinner Series for more info. Join Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on KSRO. The Real Estate Hour is the longest running talk show in the North Bay. Tune in for tips on buying and selling your home, the loans to look for, and Sonoma County real estate market knowledge from a guy who's been selling it full-time right here since 1978. Call in live and ask your questions direct to Mike. That's The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KSRO and streaming live on KSRO.com.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Filyun. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Live from the Sonoma County Fair, it's the Good Food Hour on KSRO. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, welcoming another great restaurateur vendor at the fair, Phil Delahoy. We had Phil on the show before because he's always coming up with the most amazing food. He owns the Sharkies and the Stuffies and Oh My G ice cream. Welcome back to the show.
How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. You brought us three miraculous creations. Should we start with this one here? What
sure.
would you suggest?
Yeah, that is it's a elote fries. It's kind of like a cup of corn dumped on top of fries. It's a
wow.
cheese, bacon, corn,
oh my gosh.
crema, etc. It's pretty killer. All tossed in a tahine.
So what does elote mean?
Corn.
Oh, it's Spanish for
Spanish,
corn.
Yeah.
Mm. And French fries, patat. And the crema, a Mexican... Mm,
like a sour cream kind of thing. Then we put a Mexican cheese on top.
Is this like a cotija? What kind of cheese?
Yeah.
Queso fresco.
Or queso fresco.
Yep. You know what's great with this? There is a... There's poutine.
Oh, yes.
Heard, with cheese curds and brown grape. This is so much better than that.
It is.
This is actually really tasty.
I keep trying to do a poutine, but I just don't know if it'll work down here.
It's a little odd.
Yeah. I've had it. It's really good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is way better,
I think you have to have really cold weather.
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you serve it with a wedge, a lemon wedge. That would be nice squeezed on top.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, do you mind? So tell us the name of this again.
It's called elote fries.
Elote fries. Okay, I'm squeezing lemon. And while I'm squeezing the lemon, move on to our next appetizer.
So our next one comes from Sharky's, and it's a, we call it a flaming hot Cheeto blooming onion. And it's got a...
Mike, did you try this?
It's a blooming onion with flaming hot Cheeto dust, jalapenos, and nacho cheese.
Wow. How in the world do you cook this?
Well, it's magical.
And are these a lot of onions that you form together?
It's one onion.
We take one, they call it a super colossal, and we have a cutter that cuts it into a flour.
So wasn't this something, there was a restaurant group like Outback or something that started?
They
doing,
did. They sell them, yeah.
Do something like
not
this.
Quite as colorful.
No, or as tasty.
Well, no. Talk some more because I want to try this.
You should do it. And what's in the center of this? So in the very center.
Oh, in the very center is our traditional onion sauce that we give with all the onions.
Oh.
It's like a spicy...
with jalapenos.
Yeah, spicy horseradish kind of thousand.
So remind me, can you remember what you did last year?
I think last year we did the... Krispy Kreme donut burger.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
I might have done the Captain Crunch, which we just did a competition with food with the Cooking Channel with that last month.
No.
And then what else did I bring you? Oh, and I brought you lobster fries.
That's right.
Lobster fries. Well, these are sensational, and the coup de grace is this dessert. Describe this for our listeners.
So this is our unicorn shake from OMG Ice Cream. It's a raspberry shake. With all the toppings, sour belt, candy necklace, homemade. We do all our whipped cream homemade now.
Oh.
Marshmallow ears, and it comes in a unicorn floaty.
It's a blue, it's like an inner tube, a small little inner tube.
Yeah, it's for floating around the pool.
But look at this face.
And then we put a, lollipop as a horn on it, so. It's a fun little dessert.
There's no way to describe this dessert. It's impossible. And did your wife design this?
This was my wife's idea. This was a labor of love for her all winter.
What grandchild wouldn't kill for this dessert?
And that's what we tell every grandparent that comes up.
you got to buy this.
It's almost unscrupulous to offer this because a grandparent will be forced to purchase this for their grandchild. Or there will be tears and meltdowns if they don't get this.
And that's the hope.
Oh, that's right. You're in business, aren't you? So what is this called again?
It's called a unicorn shake.
And is it vanilla ice cream?
It's a vanilla ice cream, and then we mix raspberries into it with it.
Oh. Beautiful.
Well,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, and also for you to the extra step of making your own whipped cream, I mean, you could certainly buy a commercial product.
Well, you know, a lot of it was we think it tastes better.
Yeah.
And all those aerosol cans are so horrible, so we just decided to quit using them. You know, that was a big part of it.
Okay, and it's called the Unicorn
Shake.
Except when you buy it, you don't get the float.
Yes, you do.
You do? Are you kidding me?
What you see right there is what you get.
Oh, this is amazing.
Actually, he's impressed.
John is impressed. I have to come by and get some for my grandkids.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, they would go crazy for this. Okay, so we've got these three beautiful items, the Hot Flamin', you call it Cheetos? Hot Flamin' Cheetos?
It's a Hot Flamin' Cheeto Blooming Onion.
And you got permission from the Cheeto people?
Well, I put Cheetos on it.
Okay. You're helping promote Cheetos.
Exactly.
And then the first of the elote.
Elote fries.
With the corn and the crema.
Bacon. And
beautiful.
Bacon.
So where's your booth?
We sit on Linwood, and then we have another Sharky's over on in front of the carnival.
Okay.
And then we have OMG Ice Cream, which is right outside the pavilion.
Phil Delahoyde, an amazing restaurateur, so creative. Every year we so much look forward to seeing what you're going to come up with next.
Well, great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More great fair food. This is the place to hear about it first on the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, live at the Sonoma County Fair. This is KSRO. Photo op for this dessert. This is KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderful fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and Master Gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romano beans, and Libby's Own handmade pasta. Anna's Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish, and Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. The market now has, in addition to Two Rock Goat Cheese, Joe Matos and Pazzo Marco Dairy, showcasing their fabulous cow cheeses. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
You've always wanted the perfect space outside for your family. But who do you call? Since 1984, Sonoma County Sunrooms has been providing outdoor improvements for families to enjoy their backyards all year long. You may be thinking,
how much will it cost? How long will it take? How can I afford something like that?
Well, now may be the right time to increase value while adding usable space. With a monthly payment option, your outdoor room is closer than you think.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms, your authorized Four Seasons Sunrooms dealer right here in Santa Rosa. Our sunrooms, patio covers, and retractable awnings create the perfect place for your backyard recreation. If you're in the market for home improvements, considering expansion on your new build or existing home, call Soco Sun today and schedule a design consultation to find out the best options for you.
Sonoma County Sunrooms, your full-service design center located on Santa Rosa Avenue. Online at socosun.com. Sonoma County Sunrooms, design, installations, remodeling.
Yes, too!
How do you pronounce the word G-Y-R-O? Whether you say gyro or gyro, it doesn't matter. Just get to the 12th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Food Festival, Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th, at St. George Greek Orthodox Church on the corner of Southwest Boulevard and College View Drive in Rohnert Park.
You'll find homemade gyros, hummus, falafel, and shawarma. Also, Greek and Middle Eastern pastries like baklava and mamoul. If you're a foodie, then you'll love the festival, and it's free to attend. Live Middle Eastern music, traditional folk dancing, henna tattoo, a relaxing hookah lounge, kids area, and the international marketplace with crafts and products from all over the Middle East.
Enjoy the taste of Greece and the Middle East under the Sonoma County sun at the Greek and Middle East Food Festival, Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th at St. George's Greek Orthodox Church in Rohnert Park. For more info, Google St. George Festival, Rohnert Park.
Opa!
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny and warm temperatures for the weekend. Today topping out at 92, 69 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 52, 53 on the shores. Sunday is sunny at 84, 69 in Bodega Bay. Blue skies for Monday at 89, 73 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
live from the Sonoma County Fair. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And one of our highlights every year is, of course, tasting some of the great fair food. We've had Pepe's Aguas Frescas on before. Why?
Because they're delicious.
Because they're delicious. Erica Quintero is with us. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Thank you so much for bringing these beautiful fruit drinks. Describe what these Aguas Frescas, what flavors they are.
We brought four flavors over. We have watermelon, cantaloupe, horchata, and pineapple.
So agua fresca, by definition, is just the juice of these fruits. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. All we do is just we blend the actual fruit itself, and then we add some sugar and water to it.
And that's it.
That's it.
There's no extracts, no flavorings.
No flavorings, no extracts, no... The only extra is the sugar,
water. So if you're not Mexican, what's horchata?
It's a rice cinnamon drink. So it's basically like a blended rice pudding. Like a sweet milk.
So you soak the rice overnight?
Soak the rice overnight with the cinnamon sticks in there, and then you can boil them as well, and then just blend it and strain it, and there's your drink.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, I started with the watermelon, and this sounds silly to say, but it tastes only like watermelon. No, honestly, because so many drinks you have, they add additionals, you know.
Yeah.
This is just like closing my eyes. I put a big piece of watermelon in my mouth.
You're drinking a watermelon.
It's beautiful. And should I move to this next one?
Yes. What is that?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Oh, did you try this one yet?
I haven't. Go ahead. I bet it tastes like
cantaloupe. It tastes like cantaloupe. We're so conditioned now with foods not really tasting of what they are. This one is just beautiful. It's the essence of cantaloupe.
Yes.
So are you doing these at the fair?
We're doing these at the fair.
They're not pre-made and shipped in or brought in?
No. We make them all here ourselves.
Gosh, they're delicious.
So you could freeze these too, couldn't you? Into cubes or
you could.
Into paletas? Into little...
It's basically the scratch made of the paleta. Uh-huh.
What's this next one? Pineapple.
Pineapple.
And you use fresh pineapples?
Fresh pineapple.
Oh, you got to try this one. That's great. And then, should this be my last taste, the horchata?
The horchata should be your last.
I want all four and shot glasses. These would be great. What else do you do at Pepe's Aguas Frescas?
We also have a strawberry, jamaica, and that's the hibiscus. That's a flower tea.
Oh.
And then we're working on a cucumber lime water right now.
Is that at the fair?
We'll have that today at the fair.
Cucumber lime.
Cucumber lime.
Oh, my gosh. And they come in one size?
No, we actually have a 20-ounce cup, regular size, and then we have a nice souvenir cup as well that you can refill throughout the fair.
I'm coming back on Monday to the fair with four other people, and I'm going to insist that we all get a different flavor to have with our fair food.
You could probably bring a little bottle of vodka.
We will leave a little room at the bottom for you. Don't
worry. Thank you. This game, where are you? Are you in Mexican Village?
We're in the Mexican Village. We have two locations.
How many years have you been here?
I think this is our 15th year here.
Well, the reason it's so popular, there's nothing else like Pepe's Aguas Frescas.
No.
It's just pure fruit. On a hot summer day, this is the way to go.
Definitely.
Thank you, Erica Quintero from Pepe's Aguas Frescas, for bringing you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back. And I think we're going to try some barbecue. Are you ready for some Q?
I don't know.
We'll find out. Okay. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour live at the Sonoma County Fair. You can enjoy, of course, all these great foods we're trying just by coming to the fair. It's KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
As Smothers European Volvo draws closer to completing their new modern showroom, they're proud to offer the exciting Volvo XC40. With intuitive technology, smart storage, and for the first time ever, unique ownership options. Base MSRP starts at $33,200. Or choose the XC90, the recipient of the Consumer Guide Best Award for its class. While construction continues at Smothers European Volvo, they're still open for sales and service. You'll also find a large selection of former courtesy cars and demos, like a 2016 Volvo XC60 T5e Drive Premier SUV, just $33,490, VIN number 864155. As they continue to grow, they're in need of sales associates, finance managers, and technicians. Opportunity abounds now at Smothers European Volvo. Smothers, a family-owned business since 1982, on the Corby Auto Row and SmothersEuropeanVolvo.com.
Every Friday, get to Party on the Plaza Music Series at the Rodert Park Farmers Market. This week, it's the Dylan Black Project.
Yes, Enjoy a certified farmer's market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, live music, and a kids area. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Organized by Sonoma Media Group in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Hooters Rohnert Park. Offering 32 beers on tap, 25 flat screens with all the sports packages, happy hour all day Wednesdays and Sundays from 5 till close, and home of the world-famous Hooters Girls. Try the new smoked wings, half the calories and double the flavor. All you can eat wings every Tuesday all day long. That's Hooters Rohnert Park, locally owned and open 7 days a week. So join the Hooters Girls and come party on the plaza with the Dylan Black Project. Every Friday, get to Party on the Plaza Music Series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. This week, it's the Dylan Black Project. Enjoy a certified farmers market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, live music, and a kids area. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Organized by Amaturo Sonoma Media in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Paradise Pet Resort in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa. Offering obedience training, agility training, daycare, and dog, cat, and small animal boarding, too. No one loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resort. So come party on the plaza this Friday, 5 to 8, with the Dylan Black Project.
It's Paradise, Paradise Pet Resort.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Fair. That's me and Chef John Ashes. Welcome, Wes Thompson. First time at Sonoma County Fair, Smoky Mutt's Barbecue. Welcome. We've been waiting for this for a long time. I notice a touch of a southern accent.
I'm from South Carolina, so we try to bring a little bit of a southern hospitality.
This is great. Where are you out of?
We're based out of Paso Robles. We work in California, and happy to be here.
So you've got the real deal barbecue.
I do.
So where should we start our table?
Well, you were talking about how why it's so difficult to find really great barbecue, and your comment was a really good one, which was
after a while, I think people just get tired. It's a long cook. The pork runs for about 24 hours. Nothing I cooks less than about 4 hours.
Okay. Try one of these.
Run us through it. Where should we start?
All right, I'd say start with a old style whole hog over there.
Is that down?
That's the one.
No, you said whole hog. Do you actually cook a whole hog?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Wow. Oh. So how long is this?
That was probably about 18 to 20 hours.
Man.
We topped that with a little kiss of Carolina. It's a pepper vinegar sauce.
This one on the
That's
far
the
light.
One right there. So you have a little bit on there already.
Wow.
All the sauces are good, but if you mix them together, magic happens too. So.
This is an epiphany. I really never thought I'd have barbecue of this quality at a fair, to tell you the truth.
So can I ask you, do you...
I appreciate that.
You said you're down in Paso Robles.
Yes.
That's home.
Yes.
So do you cater on the road? I mean, if somebody wants to pay you enough money, you'll come and do something for them?
Oh, yeah, cash talks. We do a lot of business in the Bay Area. Uh-huh. That's our primary area. But we work pretty much all of California.
And what's in the middle?
The middle is our Boss Lady Barbecue Chicken. It's named after my sweet and sassy wife. So we cooked that about
Keep
three...
Keep talking, I mean, yeah.
All right, fair enough. We cooked that about three or four hours. It's a tricky one to make. I tried to take off the menu a couple times, and I get vetoed every time. So I said, all right, I'm naming it after you.
Very, very beautifully cooked. Not dry at all. Perfect flavor. You have a mixture of white and dark meat in there?
That is all dark meat.
All thigh meat, pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And which sauce would you suggest?
I would try the mustard sauce.
Right? Oh,
yeah. So that's a Central Carolina style I grew up.
So tell us, and tell people who may not know, in the Carolinas you have Eastern Carolina and Western Carolina.
You do.
And there's a really different sauces.
They are. You can ask 10 people's opinion, you'll get 12 answers when it comes to barbecue. People, that's one thing I know. about it. People stand behind it. They get primal about it. They love it. Wherever the region is, they support that region. I support my region from the Carolinas. It is the best. But on top of that, it's where you're from. There's different styles. There's also different types of wood. There's different cultures. So it all comes together in some certain hot spots around the country. And I wanted to bring that here as well.
What wood are you using?
On the pork, we use a lot of peach. On the chicken, we use apple, a little hickory. And on the ribs, we also use a little peach and oak.
Wait, you know, I noticed there's cornbread, too.
There is cornbread.
Is this the mild cornbread, the regular?
This is the mild cornbread. A lot of kids out here, if we backed off on the jalapeno.
Oh, and slaw.
And
thank you
slaw,
for having slaw.
Of course.
Do you also have collard greens on the menu?
We have some collard greens. My grandmother taught me how to make them, and so I call them Granny's collard greens.
And do you use pork in that?
Or? Oh, yeah. There's literally a hog leg in
that. God bless you. God bless you. And the jalapeno cornbread. Anything else on the menu we should know about? Because these are sensational.
Well,
brisket you said is cooking?
We have brisket coming up shortly. We hit it really with just a little salt and pepper and a little bit extra spices.
Simple.
Yeah,
simple.
Keep it simple. Let the meat speak for itself. Add a little bit of wood flavor to it, and you're good to go.
How long on the wood for that brisket? That's
20,
tricky.
24 hours solid.
It's so tricky to get a good bark and not have that dry out. Is the brisket the toughest?
I mean, it's. They say it's the holy grail of barbecue, but I think if you keep it simple, you can pull it off.
Tell us about the ribs.
Right,
is this
ribs.
A St. Louis cut ribs? Or
so this is actually the loin back or baby back.
Beautiful.
So it's pretty good cut. So they. Mm. They run for about 5 hours. We topped it off with the mustard sauce, a little glaze, hit a little vinegar in there too. And
so they have good spice to them. Is that the rub?
That's the rub. We put a triple layer of rub on a lot of our meats. So it's, we try to enhance it so you can really taste the meat but not overwhelm it with the sauce and really enjoy the
and just the right amount of smoke also.
Awesome.
Just perfect.
Which I think is the big mistake that a lot of people do. They put so much rub, sauce, all that stuff, that the meat's gone. you're tasting sauce.
So, Smokey Mutt, when did you get into this gig?
Well, like I said, I'm from the Carolinas. Mutt was my grandfather's name.
Oh.
He was a bit my dad in a lot of ways. And so, to honor him, I took on that as my middle name. And we were naming the company. My wife said, "You always smell like smoke, so might as well go Smokey Mutt."
And how long have you been doing this?
15 years, maybe.
But first year at the Sonoma County Fair?
Yes.
Well, you're going to be a mainstay. I think once people hear about this barbecue, you're going to have lines out the door.
Well, we love this community a lot, and we're happy to be here. And I'd love to make a shout-out to my crew for making this happen for me. And happy birthday to my mom back in South Carolina.
That's great. Wes Thompson from Smokey Mutt's Barbecue. Where are you located at the fair?
We're at the showcase where the Sierra Nevada bar is.
Okay, where the fair racetrack
right next
is.
Exactly.
Thank you, Wes.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
we'll
me.
Take a break. We'll come right back. More great tasting. You're hearing about it first in the places you should definitely try at this year's Sonoma County Fair. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Gardner. This is KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO here, an avid golfer. We're blessed to have the world's best golfing weather here in Sonoma County. Crisp mornings, sunny days, delightful twilight. My favorite golf club is Oakmont. Two great courses, a par 72, great for the experienced player, and a par 63, ideal for seniors, beginners, or golfers that just want to work on the short game. With stunning panoramic views of the beautiful Valley of the Moon and the rolling hills of Sonoma wine country. Folks, as I've said, this is world-class golf. And Oakmont is happy to also to be open to the public so they can offer this amazing experience to everyone. Take a lesson, learn how to golf with their LPGA golf instructors, Jessica Quayle and Rebecca Heinmark. Afterwards, enjoy lunch at the Quayle Inn restaurant and bar or have their five-star venue host your special event. Let the staff know it's your first time at Oakmont and you'll get a bucket of range balls free. Golf when you want it and priority tee times. Go to oakmontgc.com or tell your smartphone to
call Oakmont Golf Club in Santa Rosa.
The perfect wine country wedding destination, Oakmont Golf Club.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Fair, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. It is the KSRO Good Food Hour, and we want to welcome another new vendor to this year's Sonoma County Fair, Senor Carlos's, and this is Carlos Ledesma. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Where are you based, Carlos?
Out of Bakersfield, California.
Oh.
Big city of Bakersfield.
Yeah. So, you know, I was going to apologize for it being 85 degrees today.
Oh, no, this is beautiful. Actually, I'm enjoying the weather out here.
I think it was like a 101 or something in Bakersfield, 105.
It's been very hot in the valley. I've been lucky enough that I was working at the San Diego County Fair.
Oh, nice.
It was beautiful. And then it was a little hot at the State Fair
in Sacramento.
But then I'm here.
Nice.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah, this is beautiful.
How long have you had this company?
Well, being a food concessionaire maybe 25 years with my wife. And the reason how I got this in the business is because my wife, I married somebody that was crazy enough to be in the same type of business, at the fair business. So they're food concessionaires. Me and my family, we were commercial exhibitors.
Wow.
We also have a booth selling hats here.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lifestyle, isn't it?
It is.
Travel around. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It is a lot of fun, but you really have to like it because you're traveling all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this the first year at the Sonoma County Fair?
With food.
With food,
here,
yes.
Actually, is one of our first fairs that we've ever did. My dad, rest in peace. He probably, we've been in this fair for the last 40 years.
Wow. But selling hats.
Selling hats, yes. Yeah. Selling hats.
God, you and Art Bledo have been here about the same year.
Yeah, my father was very good friends with him.
With Art Bledo? He's been here 40 years old.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Marvelous. So what are we going to taste today?
Okay, so we have a churro bowl. And those are the Mexican pastries with cinnamon and sugar.
Like a donut.
Like a donut, exactly, on a stick.
Yeah.
And we actually add some whipped cream, some condensate milk, and on top of that, some caramel.
These are really sensational.
Oh, thank you.
Not a speck of oil or grease. Very clean tasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use vegetable oil too. We just fry them for maybe 30 seconds,
they're really good.
And what's this next
wow.
one? This
that is a that is a waffle taco, and inside
get a picture of this.
Yeah,
you got to get a picture. This is a thing of beauty.
But this is
a
sweet taco.
It's a sweet taco, correct? Yeah. It's made out of a waffle, and then inside we have a banana. We have a fresh strawberry.
Oh, no.
You got to do it.
I'll mangle it.
No, you
got to
do it.
What if I get this on the microphone? We might get blown off the air. Oh, okay. Well, you have to talk while I have a taste.
Oh, okay. And then also we have some caramel on top of that. So, and the whipped cream. So it's a lot of our customers, they're always asking for something sweet. So we try to come up with something that we can incorporate with the tacos that we sell. So we came up with the
so you also sell savory tacos.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Tell me about the waffle on a stick.
Okay, the waffle on a stick, it's something that I saw on the internet. It's been a big craze of it. It's a European thing. I said, well, I'm going to give it a try. So it's pretty much a waffle, but on a stick. And then we just cover it with either chocolate or white chocolate with Oreo cookies on top of it.
Uh-huh.
So that is something also.
You know where they
offering.
Do that? Is in Belgium.
In Belgium, yes. Belgium.
Yeah. They're famous for waffles.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And then you also have a candy apple in a bowl?
Candy apple. Actually, that is... Yeah, but we covered... It's a... candy apple. It has... It's a candy and spice to it. It has chili. It has a paste on top of the apple. And we just cut it in 4 pieces. And we put more chili.
Uh-huh.
So you get that sweet and sour type of thing, type of flavor with the apple.
Oh, it's just magnificent. Are you in the Mexican village?
Correct. I'm in the Mexican village across the street from the stage.
Did I miss anything, or was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, actually those, and we have also the, what is really famous is the corn on a cob. Or, you know, that one there, we put butter on it.
This is like elote.
Elote, that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have all the spices that you can help yourself on that.
Wow. Don't miss Senor Carlos's and say hello to Carlos Ledesma and welcome him as a food vendor and then buy a hat when you're here.
Exactly. We're pretty close by.
Cool. It's great meeting you.
Pleased to meet you.
Thanks
like
so much.
Myself.
We'll take a final break, about a minute or so. I think what we'll do that, take a minute break or so while we bring in our final vendor, our food purveyor for the morning. And that's going to be a local Sonoma County business that I'm ashamed to say I don't even know about. Because I like
we're
to
gonna find out.
We're going to find out about that as we meet the owners from Rainy Day Chocolate after this brief break. And so we're going to eat waffles. We're going to eat the elote. We're going to have a waffle taco during our one-minute break. Thanks for bringing these over.
Yeah, it's great.
Live from the Sonoma County Fair, it's the KSRO Good Food Hour celebrating 31 years on the year. 25 years have been every July, August at the Sonoma County Fair. I'm Steve Gardner, along with Chef John Ash. This is KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderful fresh local fruit and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and Master Gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romano beans, and Libby's own handmade pasta. Anna's Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish, and Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. The market now has, in addition to Two Rock Goat Cheese, Joe Matos and Pazzo Marco Dairy showcasing their fabulous cow cheeses. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Well, we're closing up shop in high style with a local chocolatier who we're meeting for the first time. This is Jennifer Shunt from Rainy Day Chocolate of Santa Rosa, California.
Good morning.
Good morning. You and your husband have this chocolate emporium.
Yes. Yes.
How long have you been making chocolate?
It's about 2.5 years now. We started making chocolate together on a rainy day. We had pursued a couple of other food-based businesses and looked at each other and said, this is the one we want to do.
Where did you learn to make chocolate?
Through trial and error.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a lifelong chocoholic. I'm a lifelong foodie, and we just we love working together.
It's not easy.
It's not.
People think, oh, well, I'll just melt some chocolate, and it's not bad at all.
Yes. Yeah, no, there's a process called tempering, and the first time that I used a machine to do that, it changed my world.
Yeah.
And this is your first year at Sonoma County Fair?
This is our first year at the Sonoma County Fair, yes. We've been at the Wednesday Night Market the last 3 years and a few other live events that we do.
Are you indoors or outdoors?
We are. We're in the Grace Pavilion on the west side wall towards the front.
Because the chocolate would melt outside.
That's probably. Right. Mm. Yes. I have everything on ice today to help keep everything cool. And
so tell us what you brought.
So I've got a variety of our products. So our truffle variety is a Belgian variety. It's a classic dark truffle made with heavy whipping cream from Strauss Creamery. We do a creamy hazelnut, cherry, and then our zebra truffle actually won Best of Show at last year's Harvest Fair. Oh. Best of Show candy. Our bar there is a dark Belgian, 69% with cacao nibs, also a double gold winner from the Harvest Fair. It's also one of our latest winners at the International Chocolate Salon. That's our milk chocolate macadamia nut and toasted coconut toffee, one of my personal favorites. And then just a classic treat, chocolate-covered marshmallows and milk and dark chocolate.
Well, I'm out of breath. The International Chocolate Salon, is that in San Francisco?
It's based out of San Francisco. Yeah, they actually hold salons up and down the West Coast, but they have two annually in the spring and in the fall.
And are you working with... Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, we have to find out about that.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's November 8th, I believe, this year. Yeah. I have to double-check that, but it's in November, and it's great. There's like 30 vendors from all over the country that come in. Amazing chocolates, confections, and all sorts of things.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And where do you source your chocolate, and how much of that is Bobby, is a very important part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Belgians, it's a proprietary blend we put together for the 69%. We love that there's a lot of flavor still there, but a smoothness that a lot of people really enjoy. We currently source our single origin chocolates from Dick Taylor out of Eureka. They're a small batch chocolate maker. We've also worked with Firefly in Windsor. Really, really wonderful chocolates. And then we have started importing our own beans and beginning the process of making bean to bar chocolate. We hope to be Santa Rosa's first bean to bar chocolate maker and have a little factory and stuff that people can come and enjoy.
So what if how can people get your products?
We're available online, rainydaychocolate.com. Mm-hmm. On there is a list of our locations where our products can be found as well. And then we do probably about 6 to 8 live events right now each week.
So you say the first bean-to-bar chocolate bar, no one else is doing this yet?
There are two others in Sonoma County. They're both in Windsor. So this would be the first for Santa Rosa.
So you're working on a storefront, a retail?
A retail and production space is what we're aggressively trying to find.
And when do you anticipate this launching?
As soon as possible. We're very excited.
But before the end of the year, possibly?
We're hoping for before the end of the year, ideally, yes.
So people could actually come and taste before they buy?
That would be the ideal, yeah. Yeah, get to experience some of our chocolate joy.
I want a Christmas gift, huh?
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, you thought about that right away. So this is really exciting. So were you in the food business before?
No, actually, I worked for Sonic.net for 15 years.
Well, you're my email provider. You did. And then again, a change of career direction.
Yeah, I had a wonderful experience with them, watching them grow, and have been able to translate a lot of that into my own business development. So it's been really exciting.
And you said your husband is the real chocoholic?
He is.
Experimented before with making chocolates before?
A little bit. He was an amazing brownie maker, chocolate chip cookies. Mm. Oh, so, so good. And he's our lead production. He comes up with the recipes for almost everything that we do and is actually producing right now while I'm here at the fair.
So can I ask you, this is kind of an aside. Mm-hmm. So is chocolate in danger?
That's what I hear. You know, I don't believe so. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things that happen with change in which things can keep going. So
one more thing. What are the new products you're working on even as we speak? Because I can tell you're talking to us, but you're thinking about other products.
Oh, we're so excited by all the things that we do. I actually had to tell Chris recently, no more new products until we're in a production space, because he's constantly coming up with ideas, different truffle ideas and toffees and just all sorts of different directions.
Is it just you two?
It's just us two. We just hired our first part-time production assistant, so... We're growing.
That's
growing rapidly.
Yeah. What's the most popular item out of all of the products you sell?
The toffee and probably our cacao nib bars.
This toffee here?
That toffee. We also have a dark chocolate almond and sea salt toffee. Mm.
Okay, well, we're going to have to fight over who gets what as soon as you're off the air.
No, we're not. I'm picking them all.
These are beautiful. Thanks. And again, the website for people to order online, that's the option now, or to find you at the Wednesday night market. Are you still there?
Yep. There's only 2 weeks left for that, but we're at a variety of local events and locations. You can find all of that on our website, rainydaychocolate.com.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. It was wonderful meeting you. Jennifer, best of luck with you on Rainy Day Chocolate.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to the Sonoma County Fair for hosting us. John Ash, we will see you next week at the Gravenstein Apple Fair.
Oh, apples.
Yes. So lots
and
of
apple
fun
pie
for
all. And all of that.
Come to the fair. It's well worth it. This is KSRO.
FM News Talk, KSRO, K278CD, Santa Rosa, K233CN, Petaluma.
Demonstrations sponsored by an alt-right group.
What you're seeing here is the social construct known as political correctness, self-destructing.
The other counter-protest.